This is Paul Keel with Crawford Broadcasting, and we're joined with our guest, Trudy Cathy White. We're going to be talking about her new book, A Quiet Strength, The Life and Legacy of Jeanette M. Cathy. Thank you, Trudy, for taking time with us today.
Thank you, Paul, for having me. I'm very honored.
If you don't mind, share with us a little bit about yourself so that the listeners can get some background.
I was raised south of Atlanta. I have two brothers. My husband, when I was a Chick-fil-A operator, if you can imagine that, when I was living in Birmingham, Alabama, the Lord took us on a journey of being missionaries in the country of Brazil. We've done international work for quite some time, and we have four children. They're all married, and we have 15 grandchildren, so they keep us busy.
Wow, it does sound busy. Tell us a little bit about Quiet Strength and why you decided to write this book.
Yeah, well, Paul, here's what I was thinking. You know, a lot of people know my dad, Truett Cathy. He's the founder of Chick-fil-A, and if you've not met him, you can read an awful lot about him. But very few people had the pleasure of knowing my mom, Jeanette Cathy. She was a remarkable lady. She had a significant influence and impact on my dad's life, on the life of our family, and of course, on the life of our family business. She sort of focused her life around four words, you can with God. And the reason I wrote the book is I just felt like people need to know her story. They need to know about her. You know, it's been said, everything you see is the result of the unseen. So she's kind of the unseen person in our family. And she passed away about 5 years ago. And I just wanted people to be inspired by her story because I think this book is going to be an encouragement to anybody who reads it.
What was your mother's role in building Chick-fil-A? And how did she help it become the fastest growing restaurant chain in the country?
Yeah, you know, most of us would say she had the most critical role of anybody in the business. And that was the role of support. In fact, we've kind of given her the title of Chief Supporting Officer. My mother was relentless in her support to my dad. Now, he worked long, long hours. He was very busy, traveled an awful lot, but she was always there for him, every step of the way, standing beside him. And one of the most significant ways she supported him and the growth of this business is through prayer. Every time my dad would come home and he would share about his day, and maybe it had been a really hard day, he had difficulties, challenges with people, and my mom would gather our family together and she would open up the Bible. She would read truths from God's word, and she would take any challenge and problem that we were facing in our business to the Lord and always pointed us back to him in decisions that we have made through the years. In fact, we believe that biblical principles and good business practices really go hand in hand. And I think my mom was extremely instrumental in keeping us focused in that direction through these years.
Always pointing back our problems to the Lord. Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
What are a few things that most people may not know about your mother that may be surprising to learn?
Well, yeah, my mom grew up during the time of the Great Depression. She was an only child raised by a single mom. Her earthly father walked out on the family when she was just a baby in arms, so she never met her earthly father. But now if my mother were talking with you today, Paul, she would say, but don't feel sorry for me, because she said later on, someone introduced me to my heavenly father, and he became my perfect father for the rest of my life. So she was very, very committed in her walk with the Lord. When she decided to be a follower of Christ, she was totally in, because this was the only father she had to relate to during her lifetime. Some other interesting facts about my mom is that we always said she was a lifelong learner. She never stopped learning. The Lord kept her on this earth until she was 92 years old. But when she was about 65 years old, she decided she wanted to be an artist. So she bought some oils and some canvas, and she did some incredible artwork. She was just a self-taught artist. I think she was about 80 when she decided she wanted to buy her first computer. And I remember our family trying to set up a computer for her and trying to figure it out at the age of 80. And then about when she was 90, she decided she didn't want a flip phone anymore like everybody else had. She thought she wanted one of those iPhones. So we invested in an iPhone for her. So she just was constantly trying to stay up with the times and learn things. And that has really been an encouragement to me, even at my age now, thinking, man, I've got to keep learning.
All right. Thanks for sharing about that. We're speaking with Trudy Cathy White about her new book, A Quiet Strength, The Life and Legacy of Jeanette M. Cathy. And let's switch over a little bit more about the faith. So what are some things that your mother taught you that helped you grow deeper in your faith with the Lord?
I think the most important thing is that as I watched my mother grow in her personal relationship with Jesus, I realized that her faith was really defined as active trust. She trusted God about everything, anytime. Some little funny things that I kind of mention in my book is the fact that my mother talked out loud to her Heavenly Father all the time during her day. And sometimes if I were in her house with her, she would say, "Now, Father, I can't find my remote to the television. And, you know, I just need you to help me to be able to find it because you know where it is." And it was just as natural for her to talk to her Father, her Heavenly Father, as it would be for you and I to have, you know, this conversation. So an active trust that she had in God for the big things and the little things. So the fact that she was such a tremendous prayer warrior, a marvelous example for me. And let me just add one other thing. Someone once said that we are products of the past, but we don't have to be prisoners of it. So there are a lot of things in the past that was really difficult for my mother's life as she was growing up, but she didn't let those hold her down and become prisoner to them. She's the product of what her past was like, but she looked to a Heavenly Father who could point her in a direction to allow her to have a flourishing life. And I just appreciated that so much in my mother's faith and her walk with the Lord.
Wow, that is really good. And I'm sure that has helped a lot of people over the years.
Realizing the fact that everything we have has come from God and we are to steward and manage it well. And so when challenges come our way, even in the business, we take it to the Lord and we say, "Lord, help us to steward what you've given us and be resourceful in what you've given and have a positive influence on other people wherever we are in life."
Absolutely. I know that that is the Chick-fil-A purpose statement. You've hit on most of the tenets in that statement there. So thank you. Was there any advice that your mother gave you while you were growing up that you have passed on and instilled into your family life and maybe even into your grandchildren?
I recall my brothers and I, when we would walk out the back door, my mother used to say to me, she said, "Remember who you are and whose you are." I mean, she said that to us over and over and over. I remember, especially when I was a teenager, hearing her say this, because I guess as most teenagers, I was very self-focused and it was kind of all about me. And my mother wanted to remind us often that we have to remember who we are. We were created in the image of God, and whose we are in the fact that God said he loves us. He cares deeply for us. He has a purpose for our life, that our life is to be centered around helping others. And so that was something that has really helped me, because I think we all wrestle from time to time with identity and trying to understand who we are. And it's not about who we're related to or what we do or even what we have, but it's more in what God says who we are as a child of his. That's helped me in raising my children, to help them understand their own identity as well. And I think the other piece of this that I've learned from my mother is recognizing the fact that days are long, but life is short. My mother used to tell this to us all the time. I particularly remember hearing her say that when she was very sick in the hospital. And she looked at me in the eyes and said, "Trudy, days are long, but life is short." And it was just a reminder to me that we have to be intentional with our life. People talk about leaving a legacy, but actually we live our legacy in the choices that we make every day. My mom was a tremendous role model as a mother and as a wife. And I have tried to learn from her and instill those things into my children as well.
My wife and I, we work in our local church with some of the mentoring ministries for the young men and women. And I know that we've used one of your father's books, It's Better to Build Boys Than Men. And in reading some of the excerpts of this book and talking to you today, I feel like this book could be used for some of the women who are doing those mentoring ministries out across the nation. Could you give us maybe some tidbits and some encouragement there to those people that could use this book for that purpose?
Yeah, most definitely. If you're looking for a resource to put into the hands of someone that you're trying to lead and help them follow along, this is a great book, A Quiet Strength. I think in the American culture, we feel like that if you aren't on the stage, in the spotlight, or holding the microphone, you don't have opportunity of influence. That is totally not true. And my mother is an example of that, because any member of our family and people within our business of Chick-fil-A would say to you that my mom, Jeanette Cathy, had a tremendous impact on who we are today, simply because she understood that she was a support system to people around her, not just to her husband, not only to her children, but to our neighbors, to our community, to friends, and caring. And so mother, it was a typical wife and mother. She had ups and downs in life. Life was not always easy. She had to make a lot of difficult decisions. She had to do a lot of problem solving. So if you have a friend and you offer them this book, what you're offering them is a book of encouragement that says you're going to face adversity in life. Everybody does. but you can have a flourishing life if you recognize where your strength comes from. And there's a wonderful verse in the Bible that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Well, thank you definitely for that encouragement. As we wrap this up, would you share with everyone where maybe they can connect with you online and where they can pick up a copy of A Quiet Strength?
Yes, feel free to contact me at my website, trudycathywhite.com. The book can be purchased in a lot of your local bookstores, as well as you can go to quietstrengthbook.com. and check out all the options that you have there for buying the book. But I'd love to stay in touch with anyone who's listening, and I just want to encourage you. There's a wonderful verse in the book of Isaiah that says, in quietness and trust shall be your strength. So I hope that today you might find the opportunity to be still and quiet before the Lord and trust Him. Whatever your concerns are today, you can trust Him, and in that, you're going to find strength.
Thank you again for that encouragement. So this is Paul with Crawford Broadcasting, and we've been talking with our guest, Trudy Cathy White, about her new book, A Quiet Strength, The Life and Legacy of Jeanette M. Cathy. I want to thank you very much, Trudy, for sharing all these details about the book, about your mother, and the encouragement that you've provided to us today.
Thank you so much, Paul. Thank you for what you're doing as well.
This is Paul Keel with Crawford Broadcasting.